You know, you're wondering whether I'm still the liquor. No. Guess what? I'm on top of the liquor. I am the monkey in charge of bananas. I'm sober enough to know what I'm doing, and I'm drunk enough to really enjoy doing it. Oh, look at that. 0.10. Time for a little drinky poo. Cheers, genitals.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Down there near the creek, and then I got the smoke running off the collar, and I got the smoke wall to get it down to the day of the day to get the dang old, get the big old meat. There!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The hard ones with the hard ones.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. You know, I've been on this hunt for like the last 2 months to find the worst podcast ever created that's still out there that I can still hear.
Okay. Yes, you did tell me.
And I think, you know, so I'm giving like a lot of different podcasts a 15-minute shot to pitch me on how bad they are. Well, they're not pitching me. They're actually just, I'm just listening
just
to their
listening
show.
For 15 minutes.
That's right. So that we can have some comparative perspective as to just how bad we are.
Yeah.
What's pretty.
I like it.
You like it? You like that idea? Better than most, but not as good as the best.
Yep. That's the tagline.
If someone wrote that up in an article, I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with that summary
that's
of
right.
our podcast. Happy. Mediocrity is where we live. Yeah. It's our friend. And we literally have fallen
We've embraced
upward.
It.
Yes, we have. You know the saying, falling upward?
Yes.
And we all know those people. We all know those people who, like, you know, I don't know. They're
mess up and get promoted.
Yeah, they're cleaning. They're cleaning toilets at McDonald's one day, and then all of a sudden they're like the CEO of a major organization. And you're like, how did you do that, Dave? I got no fucking clue, man. I've just been drinking and having sex with the secretaries, and everything worked out great. But I think I found the worst podcast in the world. I don't want to mention the name because even the name, in my opinion, is highly offensive. It's okay. Highly offensive. But I will say this. Let me explain what it is. It's a couple of people from Kentucky that live in like the backwoods of Kentucky, a couple. And they get on every Tuesday night, or they got on every Tuesday night for about a year. And they did this podcast, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's literally two people saying whatever comes to their minds, and they are a
like
couple.
Us.
Yeah, so they use this highly offensive term. It's also the name of the podcast for everything that they do. That's this. That's that. That's this. So the other day I'm listening. So now I'm in this like odyssey with this podcast. I can't stop listening to it because it's
You're
so
hate
bad. It's good. It's so bad. I am now invested in the lives of these two fucking yahoos and their highly offensive podcast with the highly offensive name. So the other day I'm like on episode number 18 of, let's call it 50, right? I'm on episode number 18 of 50, and for the first time, they're each an hour long, for the first time, I learned that the woman in this situation, the man and the woman in this situation is a Bigfoot hunter.
Oh.
And Chrissy, this was like Christmas came early for me. I was so excited that that this lady was a Bigfoot hunter because it fits the mold exactly.
Perfectly.
Exactly. If you're going to have this podcast and talk about this shit, putting Bigfoot on top of it is just icing on the cake, my friend. It was delicious. So she was explaining how she was out in her backyard the other day and she heard a noise.
A little rustling, a little noise.
And she knew for a fact that that indeed was Bigfoot. She knew for a fact. She claimed that she heard Bigfoot because she's heard him many times before. It's a Paw Paw Pauper!
Paw Pauper.
She's a Paw Paw Pauper. She is describing a noise that to me, and then she starts to make the noise, right? So she's like this. I'm thinking to myself, this sounds like a dog getting killed. Yeah. Whatever's going on there in East Kentucky, whatever. There are a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, who are buying into the fact that Bigfoot is alive.
Tons of them.
And well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, weekend warrior, dad type, like soccer dad, soccer mom types, you know, people who live out in the backwoods, their full-time job, outside of their full-time job, is looking for Bigfoot.
I mean, how do you actually hunt for Bigfoot? Do you just kind of rustle around yourself?
You hang yourself like up by a rope on a leg. Like you take one of your legs, throw a rope around it, you pull yourself up on a tree, just dangle there a little bit.
Okay.
Cut your hand off. Just have the blood go everywhere. Yeah. I don't know how you hunt a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
So many people have been looking for this thing for so long, and no one has ever gotten any graphic evidence that it actually exists. There's footprints that scientists have studied. There's supposed DNA that scientists have studied. There are pictures that have all so far proven to be nothing but hoaxes.
False, yeah.
But it got me thinking, like, does anybody that is has a little bit of
credibility,
experience with this type of stuff, does any scientist, quote unquote,
yes,
believe that Bigfoot is out there? And to my surprise and delight, there are a lot of scientists. There's a whole article that was written last year in the Wall Street Journal about actual scientists, a whole gang of them that are out there searching and hunting for Bigfoot because they believe that Bigfoot is real. They at least believe that there's something out there that cannot be explained, that has not been found yet, that fits the mold of what everybody is seeing and talking about.
I mean, I could maybe get behind that. There's different little, you know, anomalies that happen in nature.
Yeah, there are.
You
maybe
know,
there's like
freaks of nature.
A great ape, like an escaped gorilla from a zoo, had a family and now they're all running around.
Something like that.
not how I choose to spend my time, but I'm watching closely just in case we do have an actual Bigfoot sighting. I hope it's like Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
I hope it's like, I like Cheese Whiz and little boys. That movie was terrible.
It's so terrible. It's good.
Terrible. So similar good. So bad. It's good.
Similar to this
so
podcast.
Good to this podcast. So let me end round here and then we'll get to the topic of today's show, which is Bigfoot, of course. What I have decided, me personally, about the worst podcast in the world is that there are some really bad podcasts out there. And I'm not 100% sure we're all that much better than the worst. Because like you said, this couple sitting there and talking about whatever comes to their mind, most of it untrue, absolutely has no facts, probably not funny most of the time. This is an episode of The Commercial Break with a really southern drawl. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking about. This guy was literally, the guy on the show was describing his anger that someone had taken a turn in front of him at the local gas station, like they had pulled out in front of him.
Cut him off.
The entire hour is spent with this guy talking about this one intersection and how the turning lane is wrong and how the yellow light is wrong and how the police officers ignore it. And how an hour this goes on, right? With her chiming in every once in a while about whatever. An hour this goes on, he's describing a specific intersection with a yellow traffic light that is causing him so much heartache. And I thought to myself,
We did an episode like that too.
They're talking about Bigfoot. We've done 20 Bigfoot episodes. They're talking about, you know, some guys having sex with some other girl in the town and it's a big scandal. That's all we talk about. They're talking about drugs. What? That's a commercial break. I'm thinking about teaming up with these people. They can be our rotation. Well, I feel like we might need somebody, you know,
yeah,
in case we want to take a vacation.
Reach out for sure.
I don't even know where they are. They stopped for like so many other podcasts.
They stopped
probably when they realized that podcasting is not exactly a profitable venture for most.
I think a lot of people like we did also got into it during the pandemic. You're sitting at home, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You can order a bunch of equipment.
It's kind of
going. But then later, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, Chrissy and I almost threw in the towel at episode 4, 5, and then everyone after that, we're like, what are we doing? Who the fuck is listening to this show? No one we know listens to the show. Just throwing that, except for Astrid. Astrid is the only
people.
One. Oh, you do?
I've got a couple of friends.
No one I know listens to the show. I got a text message this morning.
Rachel does too.
Oh, yeah, Rachel. Yeah. I got a text message this morning. How's the podcast? You still doing it? And I'm like, really? Really? Have you checked any of my social media lately? Am I still doing it? I'm one of the least popular podcasters out there.
Come on.
And we're 300 episodes in. So Bigfoot, this lady's a Bigfoot hunter. They put on a Bigfoot conference, and I really feel the strong pull to go to this Bigfoot.
They put on a Bigfoot conference?
A Bigfoot conference.
You didn't mention that part.
Well, in this whole soliloquy that she did, she mentioned, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. Like 18 hours in.
Oh, you know those people are funny at that.
Oh my God, this is going
to. Conference.
I feel like these are my people. Yeah. I need to be there with them.
Where is it?
the Holiday Inn in Schaumburg, Illinois, or something like that. I don't know. Yes, of course. Of course, because that's where the Bigfoot conference is held.
Yeah.
And to be fair to the Bigfoot people, like everything we've been talking about this a lot lately, there's a reason why you join a community. It's to feel safe and unjudged amongst other people who...
Your tribe.
Yeah, your tribe. Mm-hmm. That's your tribe. Why Bigfoot? I don't know, because I don't know. That's just, but you know, I didn't grow up in like the backwoods of Kentucky. So maybe it's like folklore that really sticks. You know, grandpa yes. believed in it. Pa believed in it. Whatever. All your cousins and aunts
someone
and uncles.
Someone saw it at some point.
That's right. There's a picture of it in the town hall. It's got its own Facebook page. I don't know. I believe that it's possible that there might be like an ape-like creature out there that has been mistaken for this human.
I agree. I can get behind that. Yes.
Like, honestly, do some ape escape somewhere or something, has a family, and now it's breeding across Eastern Kentucky.
Meet my son, Jeff. Jeff wants to go to school. I'm getting Jeff a Mickey Mouse backpack.
But Bigfoot is one thing. Smoke wolves, fire monsters, spider spooters, creature crawlers, all the other mythological creatures that come in apparently the backwoods of Kentucky.
That's the only way they can live.
There are so many mythological. That's right. That's the only way that they can live is if they're never seen.
Exactly.
That's what I find a little bit hard about this whole Bigfoot thing, is that it's the year 2023. Everyone's got a video camera. They have a studio in their hand. Somebody would have taken a picture of something.
Billy, for instance.
Oh, yeah, guys. my job is not to take pictures. My job is to direct myself away from the action every time.
For those of you that don't know, that's Billy, the cameraman, for our good friends at Mountain Monsters. And that is the point of today's show. The point is, I can get behind Bigfoot. I can get behind Bigfoot. Maybe there's a Bigfoot out there. Maybe there's something mysterious, some ape-like creature. But some people take the mythological creatures a little bit too far. And our friends at Mountain Monsters are the ones that I think
they've
take it way too far. They have done it again, Chrissy. They are back at the well trying to find a smoke wolf. And they are trying new tactics. They all teamed up. They're ready to go. They're all psyched out by getting the smoke wolves. They figured out how to capture these smoke wolves. And how could we not, at the very least, take a listen and see what our good friends
We've
at Mountain Monsters are up
to?
They're on season number 300 or something. It's a satire show for sure. Chrissy and I have believed this since the beginning. This is probably our sixth or seventh Mountain Monsters in the history of the commercial break. We love it. We think it's so funny. And the reason why we think it's funny is because it is satire that is taken
it's
too
so
serious.
Ridiculous.
That's right.
But it's played as like a documentary.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, you're there. It's real.
Spinal Tap for mythological creatures that only run around the woods of East Kentucky.
Yes.
I'm in East Kentucky.
East.
That's what Uncle Barry said one time. I'm in Eastern East Kentucky. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break, Inside the Commercial Break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the Contact Us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos, the same day they air on the audio feed, they'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. And I came up upon a brand new clip from the Mountain Monsters trying to catch the smoke wolves. You want to take a listen to this?
Let's do it.
Oh, God. This is like Christmas comes early, Chrissy. every time I see a mountain monster clip on my YouTube homepage. Yes. I get so excited.
What are you thinking, Huck?
I think you, Bill, and Willie go right down there next to Rock Point, build a fire. I'll stay up here with Jethro. We'll keep an eye on you guys and make sure everything's all right.
First of all, Huckleberry looks like shit. The fifth Huckleberry they have.
Yeah, because he's killed.
Oh, guys.
He's been killed in quite a few.
Yeah, I'm having some problems. There's another dead Huckleberry around the corner, and I'm a little concerned.
So Huckleberry says to Will, Bill, Billy, William, Huck, Huckleberry. They're all named the same fucking thing. I'll say Phil and Billy.
My name's Billy too, guys. Don't forget about me.
Cold, y'all. Tonight, we're determined to hear them smoke wolves and draw them in.
Take her easy, guys. She's getting a little slick here.
Oh.
Tonight.
He fought. He fell.
Tonight, we are bound and determined to get the bloodthirsty 7.5-foot, 1-ton raging cat called a smoke wolf right here in our own arms. We're bound to die. This is the funniest thing about this whole show.
Does he have a can of gas?
He has a can of gasoline. He's going to set that damn thing on fire. I'm surprised anybody at the network let them do this.
I know.
Have you met these guys? They got lost in a cornfield one time. They almost shot each other in a cornfield.
They did.
Yeah. They all had their guns pointed out, and they were all blindly walking through a cornfield, listening to the other noises, going, like, got him, bang, bing, bang.
Oh, yeah,
there it is.
Everybody all right down there?
Yeah, we're good, Huck.
But we've got to remember, these are probably the most dangerous creatures we've ever been after. We don't stay on our...
We got to remember, of all the troubles in the world right now, the most pressing issue we have is smoke wolves.
And then they did a little animation.
Animation of the smoke wolf. Yeah. Very scary.
Our damn toes. This team could be taken out at any minute.
You want us to build a fire right here at the base of this rock?
Yeah, right there where you're at.
Why do they always have to yell?
Hey! Hey! I'm right here.
I know! You want I should start a fire with this gasoline and wood? Or you want me to just keep holding it? I mean, whatever's good with you.
I'm right here.
I know.
Why are you yelling?
Not sure. It's how I was raised.
Fire. I smell smoke, brother. With these clouds being heavy.
Crazy things happening down here. Put the gasoline on the wood and all of a sudden there's smoke.
Smoke wolves are here. Smoking out the smoke. Monster.
We're going to smoke out this smoke right away. The best thing about this to me is that there's such impending doom with these creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Yet they are dumb as a doornail, and they literally create things that are going to attract the smoke wolves to kill them. There was such thing as a smoke wolf. You would call in the military. You would be like, hey, yeah we need to get a robot out there to get this guy.
And laying low in these hollers, this smoke's going to be held down and carried all through these hollers.
Careful.
Hollers.
That's why he's hollering.
I'm down there near the creek, and then I got the smoke running off the hollers, and I got to get the smoke wall to get it down and say, get the big old meat. There.
Didn't understand a fucking word he said. Did you start the fire?
You want me to start the fire?
That's my favorite hat.
They're burning the hat?
That this is exactly what we need.
She's ablaze. This is exactly what we need. A raging fire in the middle of the Kentucky forest.
Dry woods.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Guys. The fire department's here and said you can't build a fire on your front lawn. Oh, right. We're supposed to be in the woods. Okay.
Good now. Got her going good now, boys.
Oh, yeah. Look how smoke's hanging low.
It's definitely hanging low, brother.
That's what we want.
We want it all hanging low, brother. Come here, take a look at this fire. Then take a look at my dick. Then take a look at the fire. Which one's bigger? Be honest. I can take it.
We got that fire blazing.
You want to throw down your meat?
Now it's time to start cooking the meat.
Look at the fat on that.
Wow. That's all right. The big bad wolf loves little piggies. All right.
Got this one Walmart, $17.99.
Little piggies.
Little piggies. That's not pig. That's steak. Beef.
It was a steak.
They got the wrong tool for the wrong job.
Put on there, Willie.
All right. Ooh. Scoot it over a little, Will. I got a big steak here, brother. Check that out.
Check that out.
Oh, you got big old pork shoulders.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get killed tonight. Oh, yeah.
The bloodthirsty.
All that fat simmering. Those smoke wolves are going to come running. First, they're going to die tonight.
Guys, I'm out of here. I didn't sign up for this shit.
You ain't going nowhere, Billy. And William, you stay too. And Will, and Huck, and Huckleberry. And Tom, and Thomas, all of you. Y'all got to stay here.
It's your mistake, don't you?
Look at that, mister.
I don't know how much longer I can contain.
That one guy was licking his lips.
I know that one guy's licking his lips. So inconspicuously as to let the camera catch it. I see a little bit of foreshadowing for a joke later on down the road when he eats the meat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on up out
there. Coming up.
Good job, guys.
Good job, guys. We're up here recording with our video camera from 1997 using only state-of-the-art technology. Gasoline, wood, and this video camera not attached to a phone.
They're out there looking for Bigfoot. He's got a video camera like my dad
Smoke
did.
Smoke wolf.
Smoke wolves.
Hey, guys, I just got an obvious question. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt here, but if we got all these cameras around us. Why do you have another camera in your hand? Why don't you concentrate on, getting the smoke wolf and I'll do the cameraing?
Bill?
Yeah, well, thank you, brother.
All right, be careful.
I'll throw a wheel.
Careful right there, Slick.
Yeah, Slick.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Smoke wolf just chewed off my leg.
There's Slip sliding around that place. Yeah.
He all right? You all right? Yeah, I'm okay. Smoke wolf got my arteries.
I wish they would get into a hollowed tree again. That was classic.
Oh, that was fun. I'm waiting for one of them to get their leg ripped off by the smoke wolf and then the rest of them to be like, well, bring in the new Billy.
Yeah,
yeah, all these guys are expendable, by the way. I think the core group has stayed since we've been doing this, right?
Have,
but there's other extras that just keep on turning in and out.
Come on. Come on, Buck. Come on, what a wolf.
By the way, might I say that Buck has lost a ton of weight.
Buck does look slim and trim.
Got to give it to you, Buck. You're looking slim and trim. Hopefully that helps you run away faster from all of these mythological creatures that you're chasing.
Yeah, he was having trouble before.
I sure was!
We got that fire blazing good, and now we're going to split up so we can watch Rock Point from both sides.
We're going this way. You ready?
Hell right. Yeah.
Now that we got them baited with blood and meat, we're going to split up so as to make it easier for them to kill us. Don't you worry.
Yeah, split up.
We've got an ingenious plan. It's written right here in my book. It says, when being chased by smoke wolves, split up makes it easier for them to eat just one of us.
Yes, I've got a good feeling about to.
I think I remember seeing a good spot right out here.
And I've got a good feeling about this plan.
I wish right now, like, they would have background music, like,
I got a feeling.
Yeah, also, they have a notebook they're writing in, just like us here at the commercial break.
Yeah, it had a little diagram that said burning meat in the middle of it.
Yeah. Someone actually took the time to draw the fire with instructions.
Do we have the gas?
Oh, yeah, right over here, Bill.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You need to turn your cameras back to where you are.
Yeah, kill the lights. Good deal.
What?
Kill the lights.
Kill the lights.
So we can't actually
let's
see.
Yeah, let's go.
It'll be a long night.
We may see daylight before it's over with.
Better hunker down.
Yeah, I mean, what else do you do? Once you put the bait down, what's the next thing you do?
Wait.
I mean, this seems like the most inefficient way to get a mythological creature to come your way, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just light a fire, put some steak on it, and sit there and wait?
See if anybody comes.
They haven't seen smoke wolves in the decade that they've been doing this show, and they've been chasing these damn smoke wolves.
For
if
a
they
while.
Haven't seen a smoke wolf yet, what makes them think that anything's going to bring them out of the woods?
I don't know, but also, what about other animals?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
For the meat.
Yeah, like foxes or coyotes.
Anything real.
Huckleberry.
Out of trap.
That is hers. No way in hell that can't work. When they smell that steak, they should come running like a bat out of hell.
So just to give you like a little description of what's going on, I know. That's what I want to talk about. Everybody has kind of split up. So now they're in teams of two. There's three teams of two. And one of the teams, I guess, is Will and Willie. I'm not even sure what their names are. They're not important to the story. But one of the guys has no teeth, literally has one teeth. And the other guy, his eyes are the size of flying saucers.
They are huge.
Has that guy blinked the entire time he's been on Mountain Monsters? No. Last time I saw a fire like this, it was after I was cooking Mountain Dew meth in my backyard.
You like steak? Hell yeah, you know I love steak.
How in the hell you chew it up with just that one deuce?
Then I improvise.
Burn.
This dude's eyes are huge.
He said, how do you chew it up with that one tooth you have?
Oh, right. I use my gums.
Steak, 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 yum, yum, yum. Going down the gum, gum, gums.
Sick, 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 yum, yum, yum. Chewing it down with the gum, gum, gum.
It's creative.
It's way creative.
I'm surprised he could think with that much meth in his body.
Damn it. Listen how quiet it is.
I know. I was listening to that.
I know. I know. I was listening to it. Listen to how quiet it is.
Listen
I know.
How
I was
quiet
listening
it
to
is.
It.
I can't hear it. That is pretty stupid when someone says that. Listen to how quiet it is.
I know I was listening.
Can you hear how quiet it is? No, because it's quiet. That is the stupidest thing we say. I'm just realizing this. I say this all the time. Man, listen to how quiet it is. Man, come over here and feel this air.
Huck, I feel good about this. That smoke's drifting right down into the holler, feeding up against that. Dang.
Is that coyotes?
It's Paw Paw Popper.
It's a Paw Paw Popper. Everybody run. It's Skinny John Popper with his harmonica. Here he comes. Get out of the way, Huck.
These noises are so made up.
Sounds
listen.
Like a whole pile of coyotes.
Yeah, them son of bitches come to life, ain't they?
They're sounding off good.
Hey, you listen to that, man. They're raising hell.
Man, sounds like they're getting killed by the dozen. Let's sit here and wait to see what happens.
You wouldn't catch me dead.
No.
If that noise actually came out of the woods, I would be running as fast as my feet would take me. Feet, don't fail me now. I'm out.
It started, boys.
It started, boys. But should I redo that? Was that Arnold Schwarzenegger enough? Should I redo that one? It started, boy. It started, boys.
I mean, how made up is that line?
Hey guys, can you do that line one more time? Appreciate it.
They're sounding off good.
Hell, you listen to them, man. They're raising hell.
Wow. Will you hear?
What if one just jumped out of the dark onto their face?
That's what we're all waiting to see.
I know.
That's what the entire audience is waiting to see. The entire audience is waiting for their impending death. But it never happens because they're never close to anything. That is literally a speaker in the woods.
Yes. Hey, guys, I got this sound effects CD over at Walmart. I figured I'd put it in the car and start it up. Got some wolves in it and stuff like that. Oh, it started now.
We'll definitely hear them. They're not too far down in that holler there.
All right, you guys stay ready, because if them coyotes smell that, I guarantee those smoke wolves will smell it.
Oh, yeah.
Game on.
Game on.
All right, guys. Let's make loud noises over these walkie-talkies so they know exactly where we are. 10-4, I'll be right there.
On now.
That's a dumb thing.
What's that? that? Like a dragon?
I mean, no, it's the sound guy.
A
just
gate
like,
closing?
A gate closing.
That sounded like it.
Boom. That's the gate closing from that hair golf club country club next to us. You know these guys are sitting somewhere like in a small patch of woods next to a strip mall.
Hey, Will, you hear that?
Hell yes.
Yes, I heard, Dad.
Yeah, man, I can't hear
nothing now.
Did you hear that nothing? Anybody else hear that nothing? There's a smoke wolf right there.
What about Blue?
Yeah, Blue the smoke wolf.
No, it's not nothing.
He shut the hell up.
I tell you what, Willie, why don't you and Bill head straight down to where you
are? Will and Bill.
Me, Huck, and Jeff will stay up here and keep an eye on Rock Point.
Why don't you, Willie, William, Will, and Westerheimer go down there and see if you can find something? By the way, do you hear that nothing? I can hear it well.
It's loud.
It's loud.
All right, we're heading down over the bank. Yeah, that's...
William, we're heading down over the bank.
Good idea. Yeah,
good idea. Anytime there's a smoke wolf in my vicinity, I head toward it, not away from it. Hey, guys, you want me to try to get this on tape? No. You stay there. Don't want to alert the smoke wolves. Do me a favor. Turn the camera in the opposite direction of anything that's happening. We would appreciate it. Okay, I'm just going to put it down at the ground and shake it real hard.
Perfect.
That's exactly what happens every time they get on the tail of somebody. They just start shaking the camera.
Heard them coyotes.
Take a point. Cut right down into that where we heard them coyotes.
Take a point. Something's just not right here.
Well, I'm glad you sent Will and Bill down over that hill.
Something's just not right here. I usually have a bowel movement by now, and I don't even hear anything rumbling. Something's wrong here. I can't hear nothing.
You might have been able to make it down over there. Us two fat can't make it.
He said those two fat fuckers can't make it.
He said those two fat can't make it? That's what he said. Those two fat kids can't make it.
Excuse me, but who are you calling a fat over here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Help
Put some levity in the show. Burn and burn. Funny banjo. Burn and burn. Cue the funny banjo. It's the one joke we're going to tell today.
Plump. Pump. Plump. Pump. Pump.
Plump.
Not better than I'll have to go with that. All right, Jeff.
Mountain Monsters is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
You gotta have some fun when you're sitting there waiting for the smoke hole, for a deadly creature.
Thank you.
You gotta watch out, these big rocks over there. They could be hiding right behind them. I'll cover you.
He could be hiding. Like the smoke wolf is hiding.
Yeah, like he's really good, waiting for you to show up. He's been sitting out there all night cooking meat on a fire. Hasn't shown up yet. He's not showing up. You know what I'm saying? And let's go to the rock where he's hiding so that we. It's so stupid.
Damn, nothing. All right, coming up.
Oh. A stick.
What was that? It was a tree branch. What's that? It's a tree. Can you hear that tree? Anybody else hear that tree?
You see anything?
Oh!
What the hell? That was right there close.
That's me, guys. I'm taking a whiz.
What?
I don't see anything. I did a 360 with the camera, and the only thing I can see is you two fat bastards. I'm sorry. Did I offend you?
Aiming right beside us. Dave, what was that?
It's right down in there.
We need to do something, dude. They're all around us. We're damn predicament. We need to do something.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah, Will. We're hearing noises all the way around us.
That thermal wood.
Well, you guys are about dead. So, Have anything to say to your wives and children? Nothing we can do for you now. Over and out.
You guys are about dead.
Help a hell of a bunch right now.
I love that the scene they're painting here is that they're surrounded by smoke wolves.
They're surrounded by smoke wolves. Yeah. You can even hear them. To me, sounds like a purring cat put through a processor. First of all. Second of all, they're surrounded by trees and branches. Third of all, if you're surrounded by smoke wolves, why do we see a picture of them?
No, just get one.
Yeah.
Just one.
If the cameraman is standing there with you, why is he pointed at you? Why not the smoke wolves?
Hey, before you guys die, do you think you can get a picture of the smoke wolves? Over and out.
For the last time.
Wait, before you say goodbye to your children, can you get a photo of the smoke wolves and text it to the group on WhatsApp? Here, let me start a new group. Right before you die, group.
ASAP.
There's no way we'll be able to go down that rock face like that.
There's no way we're going to be able to save them. Nope. We'll just stand. Well, what are we going to do with the meat? Anybody else hungry?
It's about done by now.
It's about done.
It's been smoking for a while.
They don't care about their friends. He's like, no way we're going to get down there like they did. Oh, shit.
Hopefully they make it.
What do we do now? Craft services? I'm not sure.
We'll drop down on that lower road and come in that way. Let's go.
Willie and Bill just radioed over.
All right, is everybody ready?
Lower road.
William and Bill just radioed over. And they're dead.
Lower road. They're near a road.
Go.
Yeah, there's a road. Now they're on a four wheeler. Where's the road? I thought they were in the holler. The holler. How did they get from the holler to the road?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
They can hear something circling them, and it sounded big.
This guy's been in world trouble right now.
We need to get down there and get them boys some backup.
Get her, Buck. Let's go, Buck. Let's go.
Get her, Buck.
Put your foot on the pedal, Buck, before the smoke wolves get the meat.
We can't waste that meat.
Yeah, we're going to have to feed Will and Billy's children, given that they're dead and y'all.
I ain't hearing them at all now. I didn't even hear them run off.
Just their luck. The smoke wolves took off.
They took
off. Just their luck.
They were circling and surrounding, but now
that's right.
They took off.
Now they took off. The good news is they're not going to die. The bad news is another inconclusive episode of Mountain Monsters.
Got a bad feeling. We're being stalked. I don't know where the hell they went. We need to keep our eyes open. Let's work right down through.
Well, that's no problem for that one guy because his eyes have been open the entire episode. Those are crazy eyes.
They are crazy eyes.
There's only a couple times in my life I've seen eyes like that. And that's when my eyes were also like that. Everyone's eyes were like that.
Here, let's cut right down.
All right. Take point and I'll cover our backs.
Me and Bill, we need to work right down the hill where we just heard them coyotes.
He doesn't blink.
Yeah. Me and Bill, we need to work right down where those coyotes. And if it's any indication we did survive, because I'm doing a cutaway, just a little foreshadowing there for you. I'm taking a moment to talk to the camera before I go to my impending death, where the smoke wolves are stalking me.
Hey, guys, before you die and everything, can I get a couple cutaways just for editing purposes, you know?
Oh, sure, no problem.
Now what the hell happened to them things? Hey, shut up.
We need to try to find out where the hell they went, but we need to take our time. This is smoke wolf territory.
I don't know where the hell they went.
All you need to do is take your time.
We need to hurry up and follow them, but take our time. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We don't want to actually see them. We just want to hear them. We don't want another season of Mountain Monsters.
We need to get down there with them, because whatever it is keeps coming in silent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever it is keeps coming in silent.
What are they talking about? These guys are just, this is season number 20. They're losing their luster a little bit. They're just, it's just a bunch of like night vision photography and guys yelling at each other. And then occasionally the funny banjo comes out. Ding, ding, ding. Those fat bastards. Ding,
ding, ding. Gum, gum, yum, yeah. Yum.
Gum, gum, yum, yum.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on, Jeff.
Oh,
hang on.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey, wee. Their friends are dying and they're having fun on the four wheeler. We got to get down to those guys before they die. Wee!
Pay attention, bro.
Pay attention, bro.
What the damnation is that? Whoa. Son of a. What the hell? Listen,
Meow, meow, meow. What the hell? What was that? That was the Friska Kitties. The Friska Kitties in the mountain and the smoke wolves are taming up. Get on them. Hurry. Get out of the cart. Hurry. The smoke wolves are close. Get out of the cart and make yourself more accessible to their teeth.
Dude, that sounds like a massive dogfight. Listen.
They are killing something over there.
Damn.
Ah, yes, another episode of Mountain
they
Monsters.
Almost did it.
They almost got him.
They
almost got him. I almost got a photograph of the tree that poked you in the back. I would say that my CD of Halloween noises turned out pretty good, huh, guys?
It did.
It sure did. Oh, hey. That's my favorite. Every episode, there's a point in the episode when everybody starts screaming like that. Whoa!
I know.
It's like an old episode of Hee Haw where everything's scary. Oh, Mountain Monsters, you enrich our lives.
Yeah.
You just enrich our lives. I can't explain. You know we love you. Thank you for allowing us. Well, you don't allow us, actually. You block us on YouTube, but thank you. Thank you for having a little fun with it. We appreciate it. Hey! If you're new on board the commercial break, we love you, our podcast listeners. And we love you so much that we want your prostate to be healthy. And you can only do that by having 21 EPMs. That's 21 ejaculations per month. That's right. The commercial break giving you 21 EPM stickers for free. That's our songbird. That's our calling card, the 21 EPM. For free. All you got to do is go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, leave us a message, tell us that you want a free sticker, and give us your physical address. We'll send it off with a nice little gift for you, a handwritten note from Chrissy and I, and you can throw that on the back of your car. And if you have a 21 EPM sticker and you've put it on the back of your car, please do send us a photograph. You know, you can block out any identifying information like a license plate or a smoke wolf fingerprint or something like that. Whatever. Whatever you got, you can block it out, but send it to us so that we can share it with the world. We sure would appreciate it. 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. You can text us. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at that phone number. Also, at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Live on TikTok. And most importantly, YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes available in all of their edited glory by our wonderful editor, Morgan, the same day that they come out on the RSS feed here on audio. So please do all of those things. Like and subscribe. Leave a review. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. We love all of you. And I love you.
I love you, Brian.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And why not? Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.